Blog Talk Radio.
So this is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life After Happiness. Today, Barbara was not able to connect, but we have Dale Shear, the psychic. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am. What happened to Barbara?
I don't know. She said she couldn't connect. Anyway, we have some calls. How are you doing tonight, by the way?
Well, I'm doing fine. I mean, you know, been okay. Been out quite a bit, been door dashing and doing okay. I mean, you know, helping people. The smiles on their faces are incredible.
Yes.
You know, when you give them the food. I'm worried about Barbara not being able to connect. Does that mean there's a problem with the lines?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, she told me to say that she couldn't connect, but, I mean, that seems to be what the problem is. What we'll do is we'll just go ahead and take some calls, and then we'll go from there. Do you want to do that?
And do what now? We'll take some calls and
do you
want to
go ahead and, yeah. Do you want to go ahead and take some calls?
Yeah, but I'm really missing her.
Okay. All right. To area code 305.
But can you text her and see if we can call
her?
And she'll pick... All right.
I'll text her.
Because
okay.
I'm really missing her. All right. Who do we have?
Okay.
Who do we have?
We have Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. And
hi,
where are
Dale.
You from?
I'm from South Florida.
Oh,
nice
wonderful.
Warm weather. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You have warm weather, and I'm in Lake Tahoe, Minden, Nevada area right now. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Can you pick up on my grandma? I haven't seen her since I was about 5 years old. But
no, that is something I wouldn't be able to do without a picture.
Oh,
I would
okay.
need a recent photograph of
no,
her.
No,
I can't pick up on air. Just like
gotcha.
You know. And there's very little or nothing I can do.
Can you tell me what spirit's gotten in tune to me? Because I have a big mission on this planet, and I'm doing what I do for the past 30 years, 40 years, 50 years.
What is that?
I paint, and I teach by speaking and by example. And
that's wonderful. That is totally wonderful. We all have missions on this planet.
Yep.
And I know what mine is. In fact, I was foretold of all these events that would occur when I was in my 20s and that I would have to help people, and I'm doing it in the oddest way. But,
me too.
Yeah. No, but that is what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You have a heart of gold. You love helping people. You're extremely psychic yourself or have intuitive ability. You have it all. So I would just say keep on doing what you're doing and not to
keep
worry
on
about.
Trucking. No, I don't have
Barbara,
any worry.
Is that you? Who's that?
No, I don't know. I hear something moving around in the background too.
Yeah,
no, but lately I've been getting experiences with people out there in the world of fraud. And it's very,
you're manifesting
ugly.
That. You're manifesting
well,
that.
No, I'm not manifesting it. It's what's happening is being an artist and having a website, and there are people that are just thieves, period.
Yes, that happens all the time. And
I know. And it's new to me, you see. It's new to me. So it's like,
yeah,
all right.
They take your work. They take your work.
Yeah.
And they try to sell it or use it, you know. And I don't know what to do because I'm not a geek. I think one of the best things to do.
No, I knew what to do. I know how to handle. I already handled it. But it's.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just very upsetting. I mean, it's not really upsetting.
You know, you've got to let it go.
Well, I have gotten it. I mean, it happened last week, and it's. I already took care of it within half an hour. But
okay,
what it is. What it is, it's disheartening because I love God so much.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many souls here that don't know God and don't want
that
to know
correct.
God. So What can I say? I just go and hang out with my trees and my birds and my bees.
You can't control other people.
I know,
you
but you know, I cry for God's sake.
You know, I understand.
What do you mean?
I believe in God wholly. And,
yeah.
In fact, did you ever watch the show God Friended Me that's on TV on Sundays?
God
Have
Friended Me? No,
uh-huh.
I've never seen it here on the East Coast.
Okay, well, they have it every Sunday on CBS, but I got very, very upset. They were canceling the show, and it was all about helping people. But, I mean, it's just like that's what you do, and you shouldn't get angry and just let people do their thing. I mean, you know, they'll come around eventually, and if they don't, hey, the way I look at life is this. If you don't believe in God and you die, I mean, you know, you could be in for a shock. Or if you do, you know, you do believe in God, you know, it's a greater thing. Because,
well, I'm kind of grateful for what's happening on the planet right now. Because I mean, in 1972, when I was in the ocean, Spirit said, the light is already won, honey, and just be there. We have to make you strong. We have to make you whole. We have to make you be available down the road because they're going to need you.
That's right. I've gotten that, too, from readings I have done. I have gone with other psychics, and they have told me there will be so many people on the planet that will witness this up and awful, terrible days that are coming, came, going, whatever. And I'd have to be one of those workers. And my teacher, Peter Hurkos, told me before he died, that I would have to see a lot of this bad stuff going on. I said, do I have to? And he goes, you have to, because you're one of the ones that will help guide people. So anyway, end the conversation. I know you're one of the workers and you're doing well, and I wish you the best, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. God bless.
God bless us. Bye.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Okay.
Did you get Barbara back?
I don't know. She said, I don't know. She wasn't able to get a connection, but I'll try to reach her later if I can't get a hold of her.
Yeah, it's very upsetting. I miss her so much.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Where is she at?
I don't know. I know that she had a lot to deal with today, so maybe you know, she has an emergency or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I wish
anyway.
You the best.
Okay. Now the number for the show for this show is 563-999-3595. And if it's not during the show, reach you at 808-372-1816.
No, don't give that number out. Let me do this again.
Sorry.
To call in to the show for free is 563-999-3595, and you'll get a free reading, and I'll leave it at that, because I don't want to confuse people with numbers, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right, so the next one is area code 916.
Oh, that's Sacramento. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hi, Dale. This is Nancy from Sacramento. Yes.
Yes,
and
one of my favorite places, living up in Tahoe and Minden and all.
Right.
How's the weather down there?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty calm now. It's warm, but it's really still. You know, it's almost like no breeze at all. Yeah.
I know. It's the same up here. It's very... It's very humid, almost like tropical, like Hawaii weather. Very strange. How can I help you down in Sacramento?
Well, life's been quite a journey in the last year, and my husband of 20 years passed away last Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But it's the end of his suffering. He went through horrendous suffering. So he's wonderful now, and that's how I see spirit, but... Yeah.
Mm. Give me his first name.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe?
Mm-hmm.
J-O-E, Joe? Yes. Let's see if I can pick up anything from him. I'm getting that he smiles, he laughs. He's on a new journey. You should not feel bad for him because he's out of pain totally. He appreciates everything that you have done for him and did for him. And a lot of times he didn't have those words to tell you, but he certainly does now from the other side. And he met up with some animals, such as dogs, cats, or whatever.
Oh.
And other, he had a dog or something with a dog.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he met up with that dog.
Yeah.
And he's very happy to be with the dog.
Oh.
And I believe his mother's up there. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And she's with him. And, you know, she's guiding him. And he has a mission to help other people. There were two or three physical things wrong with him as well.
That's
correct. I don't know if it was heart cancer or whatever, but can you tell me exactly? Hello?
Oh, sorry? Hello?
Can you tell me exactly what was wrong with him?
Yes, he had cancer. He had cancer and, yes, COPD. He had quite a few illnesses together.
Yeah, I saw that. But, again, it's so much better when you're not on this world and, you know, not going through that pain. But he is going to send you a runner, what we call on the other plane, which is a runner. That means there will be someone else in your life in the future that you can or will live with or marry, and it's your choice. That person you already know. It's a friend of a friend of a friend, or person will be introduced to you by a friend. There's a G in the name, an E in the name, and an R in the name. You don't know him yet at this point. I mean, but he will come in. So you won't be alone for the rest of your life, which was a thought and a question.
Wow. I never even thought of that. That was not even on my mind now.
I know. But I know it's only so early, but I need to tell you this for the future.
Okay.
So do you have any other questions?
Well, yes, because of this whole situation, I'm going to have to be moving in a month. I'm going to be moving in with my daughter in Oregon. And also, I'm just curious with finances because it kind of changes the whole financial picture right
sure
now.
Sure.
Everything's going to be okay.
Okay, well, do you have a house or that you have to
he
sell
has a house,
or what?
But he has a house, but I'm giving it to his daughter.
Okay.
I promised them a long time ago that if anything
that's
happened.
A better situation because the housing market's going to plummet due to the coronavirus. So that's a good thing to give it away. And may I suggest something? Do you guys own or did you own the house outright?
Yes.
I would take out a home equity loan on the property for about $50,000 or $100,000. And the payments would be low because it's zero interest rate. And that way you can pay it and have money to live on.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be part of that picture anymore because I'm not.
Oh, you don't want
to? Indeed. Oh, no. This has been already discussed a long time ago that the girls get the house after if he passes. Even though my name is the deed, I'm going to sign it over to them. So I'm not even going to be part of that picture anymore.
Oh, I see. I thought you had the option to keep it for a little while and then give it to them. What type of work do you do?
I do, but I don't want to.
Well, okay. I'm just giving you thought to have an extra
yes.
$100,000 in your pocket. What did you used to do?
I'm a retired nurse.
Oh, my Lord. Did they ask you to go back to work yet?
No, this is a long time ago. I retired.
Doesn't matter. So, but all I see is this. When you do make the move, Oregon, have you been up to Oregon?
Oh, I've been there before, yes. Not okay. Her new house, but, yeah, I'm going to be moving in there in the, probably the end of May.
I think you'll be quite happy. You'll have family around you. It'll be very positive and a lot of new people, a lot of new things, and I see you doing some part-time work.
Oh, good, good.
So it's just like, you're also one of the givers. So, you know, you'll help people here and there, and you know, it'll be fine, not to worry. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about anything. It's all going to be taken care of for you.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, I get Social Security, so that's what I'll be living off of, so I can be some help.
Yeah, and then you can do some part-time work. So it's no big deal. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm so sorry about your husband, but I'm happy for you. Because he's totally, the message I gave you, he's totally out of pain. He's totally doing fine.
Yes, I knew. You know, it was his time, and I am so glad he's not suffering anymore.
Yeah, I look at this virus situation as sometimes it's a blessing in disguise. I mean, you know, we're all learning different things. Change is good as long as you can adapt to it. And it's giving a lot of fathers and mothers and grandmas time with the family that they would have never had in a million years to get to know everybody. There's a lot of good sides, and a lot of people are becoming creative and, you know, doing different things. So it's a time of change, and, you know, it'll get better down the line, but don't expect the world to be the same way as it was. It will be totally different.
I wouldn't want the world to be the same way it was.
Pardon me?
I wouldn't want the world to be the same way it was.
I know. I'm just hoping we'll be able to go out on the beach and watch the waves and sit down.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I hear you.
But, you know, because flying out of Sacramento to Honolulu all the time, I can't even do that. So it's a bummer. But anyway, you're going to be all right. So not to worry.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
And if
so
you need
much.
The, let me give out my phone number. It's 808-372-1816. That's a Hawaii number, but I am in the Lake Tahoe area. 808-372-1816.
1816. Okay.
And my website is www.daleshear.com. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. That was a good one, huh, John?
Yes, it was. Okay. Our next one is.
Were you able to make any contact with Barbara?
Yeah. Well, she's just. I think she had some connection problems, but it's okay. I think she had problems connecting to the show, but she's just going to listen in, is what she's going to do. So.
I see. Okay. Because I was very worried about her.
All right. That's okay.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
I mean, you and I love her a lot. She's got to know that.
I know. I mean, isn't she great? I mean, you know, she really is, she's so sweet, you know.
Yes, and she's emotional, and she's very sensitive, and she's very bright, very smart, and she's got it all. That's why I miss her.
I know. Okay. 520 area code.
Okay. Hello. You're on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
My name is Lisa. Hi. I'm in Arizona. And
hi.
Did you want to know? Hi.
Did I want to know what?
The weather? I don't know.
Yeah, sure, why not?
I thought you were asking about the weather. I wasn't sure.
No, it's okay. How is the weather in Arizona?
Oh, God. Today it's beautiful. But it is windy, and I The wind, yeah. Wind.
Do you guys get a lot of wind over there?
We have our seasons, and it depends when we're in Arizona. But we have, yeah, we do have seasons of wind.
Anyway, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, there was an employee of an organization that I wasn't happy with their behavior, and so I've been trying to reach their supervisor. And I left a message, and I've been calling twice a day, and then I called today, and they're gone for the weekend, so I'm going to try again Monday. Will I get this resolved? I just want to bring it to their attention, the supervisor's attention. And
all right,
and,
first of all, do you know, okay, what, I'm not asking you to name the business on purpose. What type of business is that?
They're a structural business that has, this particular employee has interaction with residents of the area. And I just wasn't pleased with the way the communication happened. And so I was trying to get in touch with the supervisor just to let them know.
Wait. On the supervisor level, do you have the phone number of the supervisor?
Oh, yeah. I've left messages twice a day.
Well, why don't you
text
calling. Her?
I want to do voice-to-voice. I've left messages with receptionists. I've left messages on the voicemail.
No, she's avoiding you.
It's the man.
I thought pretty much he was.
Yeah.
Well, I just heard you say she. They're avoiding you.
Okay.
They already know of situations with this lady, but they don't have time to handle it because of the coronavirus and what's going on in the world. And they kind of think it's a minor thing, you know.
Yeah.
Eventually they will address the situation, but you know what? It's not going to stink. I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's not going to change.
I just wanted it on record.
You wanted to, yeah, but if you do, it will be short and sweet, and I don't see it for a while.
Okay. Well, I plan on just keep calling every day. I mean, next week I'm going to call 3-4 times a day. I'm very polite. You know, I don't change my behavior and just give them the facts. And I just want it on record. That's all. And
well,
I was just hoping. Do you see me being able to connect with him?
Not right away. Eventually,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, is anybody working? Are they working?
Oh, they're all working.
Can you go down the office?
I can, but that supervisor is in and out all the time, so I would prefer just doing it on the phone.
Well, it may come down to where you might have to go down there to the office.
Yeah.
And do it face to face.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that either. But
I mean, you could just sit and wait there till he comes in.
Yeah, well, the way they would operate, they'd leave me there for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Because it's
terrible.
Like you said, I pretty much picked up it was a low priority and it's not going to change, but I want it on record because if it happens again, then I will go to the clear phase.
Who?
I'll do another level of
I understand what you're saying, and I totally understand how you feel. But because they, if I'd be frank, they don't like you. So they just are putting you on the back burner on purpose. Because
they don't like
many,
me?
No, because of too many phone calls.
Oh. Well, I've always been a good...
Huh? What? I'm sorry.
Nice, and I've volunteered with them. So they don't like me? Is that what's going on?
They don't care for you. I'm being honest.
Oh.
I felt like it is. And you're annoying the hell out of them because they have other things that are more important in this world that they want to do. So eventually they might get back with you, or he may not. And if he doesn't, and if you feel that this is a really bad thing, then just show up at the door.
Yeah.
And that's the best I can help you. Is there anything else?
No, that was it. I just wanted to see a conclusion on it.
Okay. Well, I hope you do get one.
Okay.
And, you know, if it's that important to you, then go proceed forward.
Right. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Bye. Hey, John.
Okay. Okay, now our next caller is area code...
Wait, before you do
nine.
That, talk to me. I need to get a breath of air here.
Oh, okay, sorry. You know, I mean, it's funny. Everyone is talking about when the lockdown is going to end. It seems like that's probably what most people are going to want. I mean...
Well, I'm not a world predictor. Okay, let me tell you what I see about that in general. It doesn't abruptly end. It's in phases. So each state, just like they're talking about it, it's going to be up to the governors to release certain areas. Like in Nevada, we have Tesla, and they're opening up the plant, and they're giving everybody face guards, and they're giving everybody distance, and they're taking their temperature. And that's the way it's going to be. In certain areas, certain things will open up. It will not be to the old way of doing things for a very long time. You're looking at a couple of years, maybe. I mean, you're not going to be able to, like, jump into a restaurant and have fun and be talking with your friends and have coffee. Maybe in different parts of the world that may happen. But it's going to be a very slow process. And, you know, it'll open in phases depending on how many deaths, you know, people have died in that area or how many people have died in a state. In South Korea, they let everybody go at once and they went back to doing normality. And then they all got at 100 a day, they were getting the coronavirus all over again. So we can't let that happen. What they're doing is they're going to test things. Now, they are coming up with some really good medicine. Two things that I can see that would stop the virus. And I project that to be, they're doing tests on them, but it's not going to be a year test. What worries me on the testing of that is you don't know the side effects. And you don't know what would happen in 2 years or 3 years down the road, like in my generation, they had the thalidomide thing, you know, and all babies were deformed. So, I mean, you don't know. So, but people that are dying have every right in the world to take the pills and the medicine because it's either death or that. So they are coming up with certain, and they're all working their hearts out, God bless them, to do these things. I believe they will come up with certain medications that, you know, will put it out of bounds. And but as far as the world opening and being normal again, not for a very long time. I don't know when. Does
wow.
that make any sense? I mean, really, I'm giving you a
well,
lot
it's not
of
a
example,
very,
but...
it's not a very, it's a very, it's a very sad thing to hear. You know, imagine that must be a very sad thing to hear, you know?
Yeah, but I think it had to be this way for whatever reason it had to be. The world was getting out of hand. Shootings, killings, murders, going in and getting the kids. And, you know, now you're getting a situation where a lot of the children won't be able to go to dancing and nightclubs and, you know, sports. Sports will open up slowly, but as far as audiences, like you've seen on TV, unless they can figure out a way or get that pill, you know, where not it's going to be a problem, you know, not going to happen. Not like Mark Cuban said, may not happen for a year or two, you know. And then you also have, my favorite thing, like going to the gym. I've created a gym in my house because I can't see going to the gym. I'm hoping they'll open up some swim centers because it has chlorine in it. But, I mean, the way we lived our life, because this is not the beginning. It's not the end of the beginning, but it's a new beginning. That's the best I can say for now is what I'm picking up.
Okay.
I mean, did you digest all that?
Yeah, I understand. We get all that. All right. Our next caller is area code 407.
Okay. Hello. Hi, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale here.
Hi, Dale. This is Lori. How are you?
Hi. What's your name, sweetie?
Lori.
Oh, Lori. And where are you from? Calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Orlando.
Orlando. Oh, you're getting hit hard over there, huh?
Well, I wouldn't know because I don't leave my house.
Well, I'm sure you watch a little TV there, don't you?
Actually, to be honest with you, I don't. I'm highly empathic, so I've learned that watching TV is not good for me.
If I watch too much of the coronavirus thing, I start getting the symptoms. I know that feeling. You know, but I'm suggesting that you do watch the local news and get what's going on in your area.
Oh, I do. I read. I don't watch. I read.
Okay. That's fine. That's just as good. What can I do for you, darling?
I'm very much attuned to what you're saying in the sense of things will happen for our betterment. I got a lot of balls up in the air right now. And just wanted to know if you could provide any insight as to what you see
for
me.
Are you talking about you? Are you talking about the world? I'm confused.
Oh, me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about how I saw what was going on in the world as of now.
Oh, I see it the same way as you do, and that's why I was I resonate with how you see the world.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's. I think if they go quickly and they let people out and say, hey, you can do this and you can do that, then they'll end up being back in the hospital at a very fast pace. There is, I know for a fact, what I foresaw, the blood transfusions will work. They did that with HIV people. There's certain pills in combination that are antibiotics that will work.
No, it's not doing it.
Huh? I'm sorry? Hello?
I believe Barbara called in. Are you there, Barbara?
You can hear me now? I've been on the whole time.
Wait, excuse
me. Oh, my God.
Ma'am.
I've been listening the whole time and nobody could hear me. Hi.
Oh, my God, Barbara, you're back. I'm so happy.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
thank
my
you
God,
for
a bunch
being
of
so
was
happy.
Listening. Did you get to
I was listening most of this whole time. I called back and I kept saying hello, hello, but nobody could hear me. But then finally you can. So that's good. And now I hear Lori's on, though. Lori, hi.
Yes. Hi, Barbara. Hi.
Hi. I'm going to let Dell get back to you, Lori, now, because it sounds like you have something going on.
Okay. What do you
do? I want to beg Dale to tell me what's going on in my life because I've got a lot of balls in the air.
Well, I have to know what the balls are in order to help you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Regarding.
I mean, that's like saying, what did I eat for breakfast yesterday? I mean, you know, I don't know. I have to know what.
Right.
One at a time, what are the balls in the air?
Oh, I've got, okay, a French magazine article that's supposed to be coming out pretty quick. I've got a book contract that is in process.
Okay, wait,
so,
stop. French article. I'm totally into Paris and France, and I've been there many times. What's the article about?
They wanted me to write about motivational speaking, but I said, no, I've got to dial it back a step and get into self-esteem first And then I'll go into motivational
speaking. So you're one of those brilliant writers. You're going to be published all over, but you didn't have to pay for publishing. Did you get an actual publisher?
No, I haven't done that yet. I just have people, really close people in my network of everyday friends that either, you know, they're in graphic design or they're in this or that. And similar, you know, my friends are in similar industries and we help each other.
Okay, well, let me explain to you. I have written 5 books. If you look at my website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com, you will see my books, but you can only get them from me. However, I'm not pushing that. However, what I'm saying about that nowadays, nobody publishes you unless you're extremely well-known and on the talk shows. So then you have to pay for a company to publish you. And the only way to really get it out is through Amazon.com. I had a publisher. I was very lucky. I mean, you have to know the field. Hello?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Will you get the book out you want? Yes, you will. Yes, but it's going to take some time. But yes, you will. So it's all good.
Awesome.
What was the other thing that was hanging in the air?
Okay. I've also done a Zoom interview, which was pretty interesting, today.
Oh, a what?
A Zoom, Z-O-O-M interview.
Oh, Zoom. Oh, for Zoom.com. Yes. Okay.
It's a platform. It's like Skype. Did you go on Zoom?
I'm familiar. Yes, I am. I was going to buy the stock and then I saw it dropping. So anyway, it's a good company. Everybody's starting to use it. All the entertainers are using it. It's like 10 people could get on air at once. And I would, if you could, you know, land that interview, I would certainly do so.
Oh, I did. I'm going for the second phase on Monday.
Okay, fine. You're going to get it. Because you know what you're doing.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
You may have a third phase, but whatever it is, you're going to get it.
Oh.
And they're going to try you out, and they're going to give you a chance.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
So am I, because when you get it, call Barbara and me, and we can do something on Zoom with you.
I
love
it.
That's a great story.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I would love that.
I would love it, too. I'd like to take this show to Zoom so that people could see what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wouldn't that be a blast?
Yes, and I truly would do that, and I'll explain that. Barbara, you know what Zoom is, right?
Yes, I do. I have Zoom. I have not used it yet, though.
I don't know how to use it, but I'm working on it.
It's interesting because I have blue jeans. Not to put down Zoom, but I have blue jeans. And I've looked at the comparisons between blue jeans and Zoom, and they seem almost the same. But to be honest, I've never tried Zoom. And go on.
Johnny, all the celebrities are using Zoom, and they're using them on TV, on The Morning Show, and, Good Morning America,
and
all that.
Talk show.
Yeah, and singers are going on there, and actors, and they're going to have Broadway people on Zoom. So I thought it'd be kind of cool when she gets her job, which she will, somewhere down the line, if she brought our show with you, me, and Barbara to Zoom, and then we can have live callers.
I've thought about getting the Zoom thing. I've thought about it because I just want to.
But Johnny, listen.
Go on.
So that she can get we can have live callers call in like her, and then people can watch, listen, and hear, and it'd be kind of cool.
I thought that's what Blue Jeans does, though. It's, don't we have
that's
the same kind
is,
of platform with Blue Jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
does.
We've been using. What's the difference, Johnny? Is there a difference?
You know, I called and I asked them what the difference was, and they said Blue Jeans has Dolby sound.
Oh.
Okay, no, but that's not the point. The point is the whole world is using Zoom. So that is where you want to be.
Yeah. I kind of think we're going to have to change to Zoom, Johnny. I'm sorry, but Blue Jeans is nobody's heard of it. And it's confusing the title, by the way.
I don't think you need to. Ask the lady. I don't know.
It was nice. It was simple. I preferred Zoom over Skype. It was really clear. You didn't have that, like, echo or, like, so, sounding like someone's in stereo. It was really nice.
You know, Lori, maybe sometimes I should show you the Blue Jeans, because then you'd be the only person that I know that has actually tried both. Because I really am curious to see what you think. Because if you really want to know the truth, I've seen a list of their features side by side, and there's really no difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, between what you can do with one. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Zoom right now is MySpace, but BlueJeans is kind of Facebook. And I'm thinking that it, you know, and then people are going to be like, because like for a long time when Facebook was around, they didn't know why anybody was on it. I mean, it made no sense. But then, I mean, I think what's going to happen is eventually, you know, I'm not putting on Zoom, but there seems to be so much of the video chat thing that everyone's going to want to do it. And everyone's going to want to compete, you know. So,
Johnny,
and I think that,
Johnny, this is all about her getting the job first. We have to have her get the job at Zoom, which she will. And then it was just
I thought with Zoom, the job was done on the Zoom platform. Actually, the job is parlaying my writing ability into administration or some kind of management, and the best part is working from home, which I really need to do at this time. It's the best thing for my family is to work from home and have steady income versus one writing project here, another one there.
It's awesome. You're going to get it. And please keep in touch with us and let us know, okay?
Well, yes. Oh, Dale, you're awesome.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Johnny. Johnny, I don't have Zoom. I don't know how to work it, Barbara. I see it on the morning show, Good Morning America, all the time where they put 8 or 9 people together. But I haven't done it yet, and I haven't figured it out. And you, me, and Johnny should probably try something.
Sure. I would love to. I downloaded it, and see the difference, because we could do tests, because I have Zoom, and I'll be the lab rat on that one for you guys. I think it is two platforms are the same, but one got more popular. That's basically the only difference.
Right. Zoom is very popular.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like with BlueJeans, I can have them to 75 people at one at once.
Well,
right.
Johnny, it's about who's popular. Why go with the unpopular?
Right.
I mean, Zoom is very popular.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking all the sports figures are on it. Steph Curry, all the big guys are on Zoom.
Fallon, the late night talk show.
Yeah, Fallon's on Zoom. You know, all the late night shows are on it. So
Ellen.
You want to try, I don't even know what it costs. Does it cost anything, Barbara?
Well, just to register, no, it did not. But I've only registered, so I haven't even taken the next step to it yet.
Okay.
But we will definitely figure that out. But I don't know, but Johnny seems to be set on this BlueJeans. So why?
Not that I'm set on it. I don't know the difference. I don't really know the difference. You know,
okay.
We're
going to figure that out.
You try one, then you try the other, and you see which one you like best.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's a Barbara's.
Who's our next caller?
All right.
Okay.
Yes,
our next caller is 856.
856, you are on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, Laura in New Jersey, my neck of the woods. What part of the Jersey are you from?
I'm down by Cherry Hill.
Yeah, did I talk to you before?
Yes, you have.
I think I have. Yes. What can I do for you now?
I have been in I've submitted a resume with some recruiters. Vanessa is one, Anise is one, and Ryan is
Laura.
And I wondered if
you recognize you.
Hey, Jonathan. Hi. And I wondered if
not
you see me getting a job with any one of those recruiters.
I can't go by name, sweetie. I have to go by company.
Oh.
So what would the companies be?
Abbott, Shire, and Pfizer.
Oh, those are drug companies?
Yes.
Okay. Who's Ryan with?
He's with Abbott.
Okay. I feel you can get all of them if you wanted. So it's going to be offered to you because the world's hurting right now, especially in the medical field. So I definitely feel that you could get either one of them. So just it's up to you to choose.
There's another one too, Allergan.
No, but you got to pick it because they're all going to offer.
Oh.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, I haven't gotten a request yet from any of them for an interview.
Well, give it time. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world.
I know.
It's not all about you. It's about saving people's lives and the medication and them talking to other people. So it'll happen in time.
Okay. All right.
When you get to the point of choosing, just choose the ones that will help people the most. Not so much the money. I mean, the money will be good no matter what, but, you know, choose the best of the best.
Well, I was hoping for Abbott. So, and that's the one with Ryan.
Well, Ryan is the one I picked up in Abbott. So I feel kind of good about that. And if you want to do it, you go for it. And the whole thing is keep bugging them, okay?
Yes. I will. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, darling. Call us back and let us know what happens.
I will.
Jersey? How's it in Jersey? How's the weather?
Oh, it's beautiful weather. Yeah, we had a nice sunny day today. Well, we had a little bit of a thing with the rain, just a little bit here and there. But overall, it was really nice and sunny.
Now, is the coronavirus where you are, up or is it going down?
It's going down.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's good.
That is so good. So not a lot of people are dying, or I saw the New York.
We're not as hot as New York, although the northern part of Jersey is pretty hot. Southern
yeah, that's
Jersey.
Where my cousin lives, North Bergen. Yeah. So
that's
I
hot
know.
Up there because they're so close to New York. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't think they're that close, but, you know.
It's not that far of a drive, really, northern
yeah,
Jersey.
About an hour. Yeah, it's a...
Well, I think it's less than that if it's northern Jersey. If it's central Jersey, it might be an hour.
I don't know. All I know, she's in North Brooklyn, so...
Yeah,
I didn't know, the northern part.
Like up around
yeah.
Union.
Yeah, I miss Jersey so much. I mean, you know, I grew up there and... I've been 300 relatives I have never seen. So
wow.
I really, really, really miss it. And, and get where do I stay? Because what will happen is they'll quarantine me for 2 weeks, so then what?
Yeah, true. Yeah,
you can watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail with her.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The other
Monty
night.
Python.
The other night, me and Lori, we watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail over the phone, and together.
Cool.
And it was, and I didn't have the sound on because I wanted her to hear because I had seen it 100 times, but she hadn't seen it once. And then, she's basically just. I mean, you know, it was so funny. I mean, the killer rabbit and all that other stuff. It was great.
It was funny.
Okay.
But I'm going to let you go because I know there's people waiting in queue and I don't want to hold them up.
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks,
thank
everybody.
You.
Thank you.
Well, that's pretty cool, Jonathan. You're watching TV with someone in and the whole world is changing so radical. That's unbelievable.
It is.
I mean, I wonder when we'll ever be able to go to a movie theater and watch a movie. Actually,
no, maybe they'll bring the drive-ins back. Maybe they'll bring the drive-in theaters.
I know, that would be great. Because those movie theaters, they have more germs than any place. That I hear that the movie theater seat and this cup holder is the germiest place on earth.
Okay, Barbara, you would know. So, I trust you.
My mother told me. We heard that statistic.
I trust you. But you know what? They've opened up, they have the drive-in theaters in Sacramento. And I do believe they have one in Reno. I have to go check it out, you know. But that's kind of, I miss the drive-ins. I mean, we're going back to the 60s. What's all going on? I've been through the riots. I've been to Vietnam. I've been through the whole thing. This way, this doesn't upset me that much. I don't know why. It's just, you know, I figure it'll all balance itself out eventually. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello? Y'all disappeared
on
me. Okay, do we have someone else, Johnny?
We sure do. Let's see, area code 631.
Hi, caller. What? You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Brandon.
Hi, is it Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. How you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
What part?
Long Island.
Okay. Oh, boy. You're getting hit. Are you guys still getting hit bad with the virus up there?
They said it kind of, like, slowed down a little bit.
Well, that's good. Are you doing any tech stuff or computer stuff?
Have I done any what?
Tech stuff or computer stuff?
Yeah, Zoom. I have to do Zoom events.
You have to speak clearer, sweetheart. I know. You know, I know techies don't like to talk, but you'd like to text. But you know, on this show, we have to talk.
Zoom meetings.
I'm sorry.
I had to do Zoom meetings.
Zoom meetings. Yeah. See, get back to that again. And do you like it?
That's all right. I'd rather be in the office.
Yeah. Well. Don't be down about it. At least you have a job, right?
Yeah.
And there's lines up of people with cars miles long for food. We are not in a recession, folks. We're in the beginning of a depression. And if things don't turn around real soon, it's going to get worse and worse. But it looks like there's some light at the end of the tunnel where some of this is fading downward, and they're going to open up slowly, different areas and test them. And that's the way it should be done, no other way. You can't open them up all at once and hope for the best. But anyway, what's your question?
I just want to get a reading about, like, relationship.
Okay. What's the person's name?
I don't feel comfortable saying that.
Male or female?
It's a female.
Okay. Give me first initial.
Yeah, Jay.
Jay, okay. So, you're seeing her right now or not?
I work with her.
Oh, cool. She likes you very much as a friend. I would need you to open up more to her. Sometimes you get very shy or get scared of rejection. She's a real sweetheart. She's very nice, and she does like you very much. But she doesn't know how to read you, and she doesn't know, you know, where your head's at. So can you open up a little bit more to her?
Yeah.
You won't get hurt, hon. It's a good thing.
Okay. So
yeah, you have a very good chance with her. So just, you know, go for it slowly, but open up a little bit more.
Okay.
Let her in, is what I'm saying. Something you don't do, you don't let anybody in.
Yeah.
So, because you're scared of being hurt. But you know what? If you don't get hurt in life, you never feel. And if you never feel, you honestly haven't lived.
And feeling is the fun part, right, Dale?
Oh, yeah, loads. We've been,
it is,
I always tell
though.
People, I graduated from the School of Hard Knocks in summa cum laude in sadist masochist degree.
Yes.
Did you catch all that?
Yes,
okay.
but you are right, though, when you say, but that's so nice that you encouraged him and said, you won't get hurt because, but the feeling and that wonderful feeling of feeling in love and really letting yourself open up and be vulnerable is,
mm-hmm.
if that ends, that does hurt so much. And I think that is why people are so afraid of opening up, because of the end results they're afraid of. So just don't be afraid and open it up. She's saying, hey, you've got a good chance with this girl. Go for it.
Yeah. So you said that she does.
I'm sorry.
You said that she does like me, Beth?
Yes, she does. You're a very likable person if you let people come in. You know, it's just like we all get hurt. It's part of life. And, you know, some are worse than others. Doesn't mean you got to give up on life. I mean, it means that, you know, out of 100 people you may ask out, one may say yes. It's okay.
All right.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I think I've answered your question, and let us know what happens.
All right, well. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, let me
all
rest
right.
a moment and talk to Barbara.
That was so sweet, you know,
okay.
and that little extra encouragement and knowledge, him knowing, yes, she does like, you know, she does like you. Now he can feel relaxed.
Well, you know, there is someone for everyone. There truly is. In all my years and all my work, I would think that a person would never meet somebody and be with them. And lo and behold, I was proven wrong 1,000 times. So, I mean, you know, there is someone for everyone.
That's good to know. Some people don't think that, do they? They don't. The poor people, they don't. And they're lonely. So knowing that, just whoever's listening, knowing that, that's so helpful. There is someone
yeah.
for everyone.
And I wanted to... give out my phone number for private consultation. If someone wants to call, it's 808-372-1816. And my website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. And just look me up and get to know me a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All
well,
right, so we've heard a lot about Zoom, Johnny. We have to really explore it, okay?
Yeah, I want to look into it. The we've done, are you, would you be okay with another call, or are you getting a little worn out?
Yeah, I'll do one more. That's it.
Okay, we'll do one more. All right, let's see here. Area code 519, you're on the air.
519, you're the lucky last caller. You're on live.
Woo!
Dale Shear, woo!
Let's hear it for Canada.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. My name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. And where are you from?
Canada.
Canada, wow. I haven't had the pleasure yet to be there, but someday I wish I can.
You can come over anytime, Dale.
Thank you. As long as they allow us to come over.
Oh, yeah, it's closed
that.
Right now.
Yeah. Is it really? No, yeah. Yep. I think a lot of places are closed right now. Hawaii is closed.
The border is closed, Jess. You can't even get across.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, for now, that's the way it is. How can I help you up there?
I know that I will find the one romantically. I'm just wondering, do you see a sign, like a astrological sign or anything? I don't have anyone in mind.
I don't do astrology, but I do see that you will match up with somebody through a friend. And I want to say it's a person who's very nice and sweet. You'll have options. There'll be lots of people for you in the future, man, although you don't think so. I'd like you to take up, when all this is over, some more sport and see if, you know, you can get involved with golf or something, you know. But overall, I just feel that you will end up with somebody. But you also have someone in mind, don't you?
No.
Nobody yet?
No. I'm test driving a lot of people.
You're what?
I'm test driving a lot of people.
What does that mean?
That means I'm dating.
Oh, you mean like on the web?
No, like I'm going out with people, so I'm test driving them to see if they're compatible.
But
how
could you go out with the coronavirus and all that's going on?
Well, you know, up until the virus.
No. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're going to find someone to your liking, and if that's the way you have to do it, it's cool.
Okay.
I do see you being with somebody in the very near future, the next 3 or 4 months. So someone that you match up with quite well.
Oh, that's so nice. And golfing. You see golfing.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You hang in there.
They take care. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh,
that is so funny.
You
that
got
is
me
funny
tough.
That you mentioned golf. Because
yeah,
I was thinking of, hey, I miss my friends. I wish I could just go hit some golf balls with them. I was saying that to Priscilla right before the show.
No, I have to agree with you. I love golfing. You know, I haven't done it in a while, but I enjoy it. I enjoy it. There's
yes, and you know what I was going to say, point out, just with this last caller, these shows that we're doing are going to go down in history because this is the history in the making, everybody dealing with this coronavirus globally.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that's so being brought up time and time again on all these shows that we do. Johnny was saying it's depressing when all we talk about is the coronavirus, but how can you not? I mean, it's just right here in our face. It's our life right now.
Yeah, but you know what, Barb? This disease happened for a reason. Whatever the reason is beyond our control and thinking. But there's a reason. And eventually we'll find out. And I feel one of the major parts of this reason, with some people were stuck in a lot of bad jobs and not knowing what they want to do with their life and going to work every day and being unhappy. Now they're stuck at home and they have to sit and think, and new things are coming out and new lives are being formed again. So I think it's not, I mean, it's bad for the people who have died, God bless them, but the people that are alive, don't look at this as a real negative thing. Look at this as new things to come if you open up your mind.
Right. Yes. And it'll be interesting. 1 month of rent has had to be paid. Now another one's coming. The people who have these normal, you know, regular jobs out there, waitressing, there's no restaurants, for example. We're going to see what kind of thing is going to go on with their life. I mean, if
well,
they have no money,
the
they have no money.
Say, didn't the government say no evictions, no anything for 3 months or 90 days? Didn't they?
That's
didn't,
true. They did. But then I hear a lot of people saying they are getting eviction notices.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck on evicting somebody, because then your place is going to be stay, you know, empty. It's just a real estate market.
But if you can, right. If you can pay it, do pay, because getting behind, that's when you're behind,
yeah, I know.
That's really a bad
thing. Thank
situation.
God. Since I joined the DoorDash thing, I can pay it, so I'm happy.
Anybody
oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody right, that Johnny? Lives there, who moves in, anybody that lives there that moves in is going to have a steady job. So, I mean, you know,
well,
what do you do
it's
now?
It's not that hard. I mean, it's going to be hard, Johnny. I mean, we're looking at vacancies galore. I mean, you know, it's going to be bad. We haven't even hit the top of the iceberg until we go back to work. But there are a lot of people that are working from home, you know, so
like
maybe
me.
Not.
I'm doing well, actually. I'm doing better.
I'm doing better, too, than I've done in a long time, you know,
yes.
With the DoorDash. Yes. I mean, I'm happy, and I've done it, and I'm doing quite well, and I'm very happy. You know, it's very
That's great.
I'm more relaxed.
Yes, and not so many people out, and you kind of have the road to yourself, and you are making money. That is a good thing. I hope that caller last week that was interested, or maybe 2 weeks ago, and you told them to call you about the DoorDash, the job that you do, you can.
Oh, I did. I texted,
that as well.
I think I texted them a thing. But the roads here are I'm sorry. Between Tahoe and Minden and Gardnerville and Carson City, it's nothing but traffic. I'm going, you people, you're supposed to go home. What are you all out for?
Yeah, there still is some traffic, right? It is strange. It is strange.
Yeah, but not a lot of people have died here. I mean, I think they had in Carson City maybe 40 or 50 deaths. You know, it's not very heavy. So
that's good.
Everybody's out. I mean, and I don't know where they're going, but they're out.
You know, sometimes I just take a drive because that's all I could do. Usually I do that every day, just take a little drive around just to feel like, okay, I'm not so stuck inside. But, you know, I see people when they walk and they run and they're out doing their walks, they're still wearing face masks. I thought when you go out, if you're out in the air where there's hardly anybody around, you're okay. Now
no.
I'm wondering, are we?
No, it's certain things. Gas stations, don't pump your own gas, wear gloves, because everybody touches that. I just wear my face mask. I put it, like, below my lips, and if I go into a store, then I put it on. You know, that type of thing.
Right. Because
and I just noticed here on the Nevada news, they're trying to make a law for money to help casinos, so we'll see what happens. I don't know.
You know, when
but
I
anyway.
Wear my mask, I wanted to say this because I'm wondering if anybody else feels this. I wear my mask when I go grocery shopping, and it's very uncomfortable. It's just
yes.
feeling like, okay, you're breathing into this mask. Is that uncomfortable for everybody else? And then I start to feel so bad for the workers that have to be in the mask plus way more equipment all day long. And I think,
I know.
Wow,
you're not the only one I have
thankful.
Heard this from. I've heard
oh, yeah?
from three or four people already, including myself. I'm not happy wearing it, but, you know, got to get used to it. That's
well, it makes me
thing.
Feel really thankful for those workers, all of the medical workers. They're wearing it all day long, and it's
I
not
know.
Comfortable. So we need to be
I
thankful
know.
For
and,
them.
And when you do DoorDash, and all we wear gloves and a mask. I mean, you know, you don't want to be infected, and you don't want to infect anybody else, and we use the sanitizing solution on our hands and gloves and steering wheel and all that stuff. And then we spray.
And a no contact rule, right? You just leave
right,
it outside
right.
their door and knock and then leave, right?
Yes, but they do come out, you know, and then you stay with it sometimes and you stay with it 650, whatever, 6 months. I'm not worried.
Okay.
My temperature is 96.2. I'm not worried.
Right. Well, that's good. Okay, so some people alleviated from a job that they hated or a mundane life, and they're thinking of new ways because there are going to be a lot of new ways to make money at home.
Yeah,
so
there
will
good.
Be. There is a balance. There is somewhat of a balance. Do you think there's a balance or it's uneven still?
Mm-hmm. There's a change and a change coming, and it's going to – I think it'll be better. And new jobs will be formed. I mean, just like in 9/11, I mean, you know, things were terrible. They were awful. They were the worst they could be in history. But then out of that came a lot of new jobs, a lot of new things. And, you know, so I think the same with this, you know, that new things will pop up and it will be fine. But you've got to have some positiveness. Change is good. You just got to get used to it.
Well, I know from the callers that people still believe in love. They still are not giving up on. They still want a partner in life.
Well, you'll never give up on love.
Never. That's a strong force of energy right there.
It's hoping you don't have to wear a bodysuit to make love. Other than that, it's cool.
No, just a bodysuit. No, bodysuits come crotchless.
Yeah. I'm just joking. I think we're done,
just
huh,
like
guys?
Gross. Yeah, well, I have a lot of them. What?
Are we done, guys? Because I'd like to eat.
I'd like to shout out your phone number one more time. Listeners,
okay.
Our psychic medium, Dale Shear, who you had the pleasure of talking to today, can be reached 08-372-1816. And, Dale, let me ask you, do you want them to call tonight or start tomorrow?
Tomorrow. And it's for private consultation.
Yes. Okay, to continue your conversations or start up a new one with Dale Shear, or go to her website, daleshear.com, and find her on Facebook as well. And you can find this show.
And those books, the books you see cannot be bought at Amazon because my publisher is retired, so they can only be bought from me. But also,
that's even better. You could sign it for them.
Sure can. And it's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, okay? S-C-H-E-A-R.com, official site. All right?
That's right. And you can find this show and all of our other shows on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, YouTube. And while you're there, please don't forget to subscribe and support us. Our numbers are growing, and that was exciting to see, right, Johnny, recently? So you can check us out on that, our YouTube channel, and our website, lifelaughterhappiness.com, and our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Well, this sure was a fun show, and thank you,
Dale, again. I'm sorry, Barbara, that we lost you. I periodically
I called right back, and I could hear you guys. I know. I could hear you guys for a long time, and I was like, they can't hear me. But then Johnny, he was able to patch me through, thank goodness. So sorry about that in the beginning of the show, but it turned out like a really great show. So thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Johnny. Y'all have a good one, okay?
You have a good weekend, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Good night, Barbara.
And thanks for listening. Thank you, Johnny. Okay, good night. Bye.